You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The Public Investment Corporation, which manages investments on behalf of public sector funds, has been bedeviled by a number of very public challenges, including a lack of leadership that has tainted its reputation. Africa's largest asset manager is now looking to appoint suitable service providers to A, implement and provide HR solutions for a period of 5 years, and another one to provide culture change interventions for 2 years. This after an internal survey found the organization culture was poor, leading to low staff morale and distrust. Deboho Gas is the chairperson of Public Interest South Africa. Thank you very much, sir, for availing yourself this evening. So when you saw the RFQs, you thought what?
Well, it just shows you the heat wave in terms of governance within the organization that has gotten to a point where it is not only a contested terrain, but also emotionally draining, as the RFQs suggest. And you ask yourself why it took this long after the one of the commissions that actually focus on Mpati Commission. I think that's all the one that focus on the PAC. But it will require a lot more than just surveys or you know. At the end of the day, I think political interference is just as palpable, and I think this is what it reeks of at the PAC, and it doesn't seem like it's going to end anytime soon.
I don't even know how to frame this question, but I'd like for us to look at the cost of this, because the RFQs do not have a price, right? So therein embedded in the RFQs that the service provider must provide a price, if you will. This could possibly run into the millions of rands. Did it have to get this far, especially when you speak of political interference?
Look, the cynic in me says, what's the use of having undertaking such a costly exercise when we all know where the problem may largely be? Because you'd recall Tito Mboweni once proposed that the governance structure of the PIC not be constituted in the manner that it is currently, where you have the deputy minister being required to chair, or somebody that in the finance cluster being the nominated chair of the PIC, when we know very well that politicians themselves, where there's money and politics, you'll always find problems. And those decisions made at the PIC are heavily influenced by the political climate. And to the extent that we see these divisions even within, the ANC is no longer the ruling party, but they've got control of the finance clusters in the government of national unity. But it also externally outside of PIC, because if you look at the funds that they manage for over 1.7 million pensioners or government employees, you realize that the entity responsible for that, which is the GEPF, that investment, which is more than 70%, I believe, of the money in under management by the PIC, they are also politicized. You look at the chairperson of GPF; he's a former unionist, a staunch ally of Ramaphosa. His wife is also in the presidency. And you ask yourself, should we be surprised if we see the kind of shenanigans happening at the PIC, where might is right, where those who've got political might or leverage do not, you know, hesitate to use it? And that peters through or filters through to the normal general employees within PIC, who can see that it doesn't matter what they do, what matters most is who's in charge of the till. And this is not the right way to go. So the environment will still remain toxic and not conducive, no matter how much money they spend and from whomever they spend. I don't want to also be cynical and say maybe it's another opportunity for somebody else to also pick up some money.
I'm on the PIC website, and on their values, they read. These are just some of them. Transparency, open reporting and clear decision-making so stakeholders can trust what we do. Respect, we treat people, communities and partners with dignity and empathy. Accountability, we own outcomes, learn from results and act to improve performance. Lead by example, we set the standard through our behavior and operational excellence. Integrity, we act ethically and transparently in every decision we make. And then you look at the scope for the intervention mentioned in terms of the service provider, some of the items that they name that they want the service provider to provide is fostering psychological safety and trust, including facilitation of the employee healing process, executive and leadership alignment, facilitation of courageous conversations, behavioral change and adoption, example, personal and team mastery, and so it goes. It's from A to K, these, this scope and these points. And so when you take a look at what's on their website and what they are looking for, it is similar. There is a disconnect between paper and practice. While this may be a needed intervention, maybe a consequence management company is needed more than anything, no?
You know, I'll pick just two of the many things that you mentioned that is on their website. Let's take transparency and good governance. You know, the two go hand in glove. Good governance requires two principles to coexist. You know, we now know that the PSC is in the throes of a whistleblower report. And you ask yourself, what is going to happen? Are the interests of the whistleblowers, of the content of the whistleblower, being dealt as transparently, as honestly, as courageously as they should? Instead, we see a rugby ball or a soccer ball being passed around instead of looking at the issues themselves, including what we now know about the PwC report, which hasn't seen the light of day, which is reportedly damning on the conduct of some of the people within the whistleblower. So if you cannot protect those who shine a light on wrongdoing, who raise concerns in good faith and safeguarding the rights of individuals against whom allegations are made, it doesn't matter how many surveys or how much you spend or how much on your website you can talk about these lofty ideals. But at the end of the day, it is what when the tire hits the rubber. Sorry, mm-hmm. I hate those expressions. When you realize that there's a disconnect between what they proclaim to be and what they seem to be more concerned about protecting the reputations of the leadership and not getting the leadership to do what is right. Okay. Because we know that they are riddled with accusations which talk to the integrity of the stewardship of the entity. And for me, that is a very big point that I'm not sure if the survey that they want to take, how it's going to be addressed there, because the survey should be the board management survey more than the employee survey. The employees, it would be very easy to know that the employee, wherever they are, that disillusioned. If you're working for an entity with such governance in a governance crisis like this, yes, it would help for someone to come and address you and say, hold it tight, we are still working on this. But you have to work at it. And what working on it is not dissolving a board because put somebody or the CEO on suspension.
Okay, for
wrongdoing. Yeah.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for your contribution this evening. Tebogo Kas is the chairperson of Public Interest South Africa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.